Nolte, 68% of CBS After Midnight Jokes Attack Conservatives. By John Nolte on February 2, 2024. A late-night game show produced by far-left Stephen Colbert targets conservatives with 68% of its political jokes. The Media Research Center, MRC, crunched the numbers after 10 episodes and found that After Midnight, which is hosted by someone named Taylor Tomlinson, featured 38 political jokes, which comes out to 3.8 per episode, which is considerably less than the other five daily late-night shows. Emphasis throughout is original. However, adds the MRC, of those 26 have been directed towards conservatives, 6 toward liberals, and 6 towards those that could be deemed nonpartisan. So 68%. Out of respect for transparency, I should point out that this is the first time I've heard of After Midnight or Taylor Tomlinson. Still, it comes as no surprise that yet another late-night show, especially one involving that uptight prick Stephen Colbert, singles out the people they hate, i.e., you and I. The MRC does add that if that 68% trend holds, it would make After Midnight 2 percentage points more liberal than 2023 Jimmy Fallon, and less liberal than 2023 Colbert, Seth Meyers, Jimmy Kimmel, and The Daily Show. Emphasis throughout is original. Jokes aimed at the political right included mocking certain Trump supporters trying to take down Taylor Swift, and a segment focused on when Ron DeSantis withdrew from the GOP primary, focused on his Winston Churchill misquotation. This strikes me as the worst of it. Tomlinson accuses the Christian Church of being too weak on mental health issues. Tomlinson lost her mother to cancer when she was 8 years old despite her prayers, and her father quickly remarried, and too judgmental. To wit, she also spends a lot of time attacking Christian sexual ethics and purity culture, and the most mean-spirited joke thus far is probably Tomlinson struggling to control herself when Sophie Buttle narrated a video about a day in the life of a billionaire's wife. But the joke was that it was really about masturbation and biblical understandings of sexual morality. Boy, After Midnight sure sounds like a load of laughs. There is nothing like unwinding after a hard day's work to some 30-something nitwit explaining the flaws in a religion that saved the world and outlasted its critics by about 2,000 years. The struggle with Christianity is not to manufacture flaws. There are none. It is a perfect faith. The struggle, and joy, of Christianity is to meditate on it until you realize its perfection. But here's CBS hiring some rocket scientist to expound on her big Jesus thanks. The good news is that After Midnight is a replacement for James Corden's Late Late Show. And the same day, on-air ratings for After Midnight's first week fall short of Corden's final season of The Late Late Show, which averaged about 800,000 nightly viewers. I will now return to never thinking about After Midnight or this Tomlinson cupcake ever again. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. Borrowed Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter, because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.